Why do brilliant minds sometimes make catastrophic decisions? When Dell's performance plummeted in 2007, observers quickly blamed CEO Kevin Rollins, a classic case of jumping to conclusions without proper analysis. This tendency to create coherent narratives from incomplete information isn't just a business problem, it's fundamentally human. CrackedIt has become a cult favorite among consultants and strategists because it addresses this universal challenge with a systematic approach that bridges academic theory and practical application. The book reveals a fundamental tension in problem solving. Our brains operate in two modes. System 1 thinking, fast, automatic, and unconscious, quickly constructs narratives through association. System 2 thinking is slow, deliberate, and effortful, questioning assumptions and applying analytical frameworks. The challenge is avoiding both Othello's hasty conclusions and Hamlet's analysis paralysis. What makes this particularly tricky? Expertise can become a liability. Within their domains, experts recognize patterns effectively. But facing problems outside their expertise, they often perform worse than novices. Their mental models become rigid, they grow overconfident, and develop poor solutions based on superficial analogies. This explains why brilliant engineers might struggle with marketing challenges, or finance experts might mishandle organizational problems. Even experienced professionals fall into common traps when tackling complex problems. The music industry's response to digital disruption illustrates the first pitfall, flawed problem definition. When Napster emerged, record companies narrowly framed their challenge as, how do we stop illegal file sharing to protect CD sales? This led them to fight unwinnable battles while missing opportunities. Meanwhile, Apple asked, how can we make money in a world where technology is changing music distribution, leading to iTunes and billions in revenue? The Grameen Danone yogurt venture in Bangladesh demonstrates the second pitfall, solution confirmation. Despite aiming to address childhood malnutrition, they started with existing capabilities rather than analyzing the problem first. The venture struggled with fundamental flaws. Yogurt required refrigeration in a country lacking cold chain infrastructure, milk was too expensive, and consumers treated it as an occasional treat rather than nutritional supplement. The third pitfall involves adopting frameworks with hidden assumptions. An HR director was offered a personality assessment tool to reduce turnover, assuming job tenure is a function of personality, while exit interviews revealed multiple factors, including job satisfaction. Ron Johnson's disastrous tenure at JCPenney illustrates narrow framing. Johnson applied Apple's retail playbook without understanding Penny's customers, eliminating popular coupons and implementing nationwide changes without testing. Sales plunged by $4.3 billion, and Johnson was ousted after just 18 months. To overcome these pitfalls, the 4S method, state, structure, solve, offers a systematic approach combining hypothesis-driven thinking, issue-driven approaches, and design thinking into a pragmatic framework. In the state phase, use the TSCA framework to define the problem. Trouble, what's wrong? Owner, who's responsible? Success criteria, what does winning look like? Constraints, what limits us? And actors, who's involved? This comprehensive problem statement helps avoid the music industry's fatal mistake of misframing the challenge. For the structure phase, choose between hypothesis-driven and issue-driven approaches. If you have a potential solution, build a hypothesis pyramid to test it. Alternatively, create an issue tree to systematically examine different facets without preconceived notions. The solve stage follows three possible routes: testing hypotheses through analysis, exploring an issue tree that breaks the problem into discrete parts, or using design thinking when analytical approaches stall. Finally, in the sell phase, convince stakeholders by switching from problem solving to communication mode. Develop a clear core message using the pyramid principle, which starts with the governing thought followed by supporting points in a logical structure. For problems that resist traditional analytical approaches, design thinking offers a powerful alternative. Doug Dietz, an industrial designer at GE Healthcare, transformed pediatric MRI experiences using this approach. After witnessing a child's fear of his MRI machine, Dietz reframed the problem from maximizing scans while reducing anesthesia costs to turning MRI scans into adventures for children. Through deep user empathy, Dietz created the GE Adventure Series themed MRI installations that reduced sedation rates from 80% to as low as 10%, increased patient satisfaction, and boosted efficiency. Design thinking follows five iterative phases: empathize, define, ideate, prototype, and test, alternating between divergent thinking, creating options, and convergent thinking, making choices. Rather than focusing on average users, design thinkers seek out extreme users at the distribution tails, like designing kitchen tools for people with arthritis that end up working better for everyone. This approach excels when problems are poorly understood, hard to structure logically, or need fresh ideas, like how Netflix disrupted Blockbuster by reframing movie rental around convenience rather than selection, or how Airbnb reimagined hospitality through authentic local experiences. After finding a solution, you need to persuade the problem owner to take action. A common mistake is telling the story of your search process rather than presenting a clear solution. Decision makers don't want to follow your detective work. They need a straightforward recommendation with compelling reasoning. Barbara Minto's pyramid principle offers an effective structure. Start with the core message, the governing thought, followed by supporting arguments that announce the plan. Unlike saving a punchline for the end of a speech, your core message should be stated up front to initiate dialogue. When structuring your storyline, choose between two fundamental patterns: grouping, independent points supporting the recommendation, or argument, linear reasoning from premises to conclusions. The most common argument structure is situation, complication, resolution, SCR, where you start with the triggering situation, explain complications, and provide a resolution. Consider how Steve Jobs mastered this approach in product launches. Rather than walking through the engineering process, he would start with the breakthrough idea. Today, Apple reinvents the phone, support it with key features, and then demonstrate how those features solved real problems. This structure creates clarity and drives action. While AI will increasingly assist problem solving, complex challenges require human framing, structuring, and critical assessment that technology cannot replace. Our unique ability to recognize patterns, draw from diverse experiences, and apply contextual understanding makes humans irreplaceable in the problem-solving process. These skills require practice, like riding a bike. Begin with small, familiar problems to practice structuring them using Tosca. For communication skills, build simple storylines for routine emails or reports using the pyramid principle. The most effective practice occurs in teams, where colleagues provide feedback and identify flaws in your reasoning. Master problem solvers aren't necessarily smarter. They've mastered these tools through practice, becoming comfortable with multiple approaches while remaining open to revisiting solutions when new facts emerge. They understand that different problems require different approaches, from quick tactical fixes to comprehensive strategic solutions. In our increasingly complex world, the ability to systematically solve tough problems has become the ultimate career superpower. Whether leading a startup, managing a department, or driving organizational change, these frameworks provide a reliable path through uncertainty. When facing a business challenge, resist jumping to solutions. Instead, define the problem clearly, structure your approach thoughtfully, and communicate your findings persuasively. Your career and organization will benefit tremendously.